feeling left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Picture perfect memories scattered all around the floor. Reaching for the phone cause I can't fight it anymore.
Dancing with my heart from Lady A, because, you know, I was thinking about an old boyfriend more than like 20 years ago. Okay, so tonight we are having an early show, and then on Monday we will be back at 5 o'clock. We are going to be interviewing Marie Wilson, and there is going to be so many good surprises coming up on Daytime After Dark in the months of June and July. So let me bring on everyone. Hello.
Good evening.
Hey. Hello.
Hello, Clark.
Yeah, hi, guys.
Hey.
Okay, the reason why we are having an early show tonight is, Maggie and I are both tired, right, Meg?
A lot of pain.
Maggie? Yes.
Severe pain.
Yeah, both of us are in a lot of pain, so that's why we're only doing 45 minutes. Okay, Maggie, I'm giving you the flow. Boys, I do not want you to interrupt Maggie until she's done. Do we understand each other?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. This is about prime time. Maggie, you can go.
Hi. Okay. I have a big problem. I love Castle, Nathan Fillion's, and I've watched every single episode there's been. I'm really invested in the series. And one week they say he's going to get canceled. Okay? But the next week, they're both shot up. They're laying on the floor. And then all of a sudden, it's 7 years later. And they have three children running around. Yeah, right.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
No. So I am boycotting ABC. The only one I will now watch is General Hospital. No more news, nothing. I'm done.
And just so you know, yeah, I'm really glad Maggie is, you know, boycotting them. Bad people, I really cannot boycott them because they'll steal some shows I watch on ABC. But I'm going to let everyone know I'm pissed off with this. You know, and then you cancel Nashville for really not a good damn reason. And, you know, I'm so sick of everyone saying, oh, it's the waiting. Well, when you pick a show up against every show, like you have, they say it's ratings, but I think it's money.
Money.
That, you know, deals with it. And so on Daytime After Dark, we are going to start a petition. If anyone knows how to make a petition out there, let me know. Because I really want to make one for Nashville and Castle. Because, you know, I know how Maggie feels. If they give this to NCIS LA, which is, I see all the wee ones, and, you know, I'm in love with Chris O'Donnell, I will probably be doing the same thing. And Maggie, you have a lot of guts to do because I don't think I could.
Say it was at the end of this thing. Say there was maybe 8 or 9 episodes left that they could do. Anything would have been better. I would have preferred if they were shot and laying on the floor than have us, oh, the stupid audience won't notice. Oh, happy, happy. They have three children now.
Yep. That was their demo right there.
That's what got me aggravated. Otherwise, I would have stuck with the chant. Well, sort of stuck with the station. But I wouldn't have had as much of a problem as I do now.
Boy,
are we stupid. You know?
And I get why you're doing it. And, you know, it's a good thing you're doing it. And, you know, I'd say go for it because it's going to be, you know, I think a lot of people are mad at ABC this week because, you know, no one knows. You know, usually even with a good wife, for the good wife, you know, they said the last season. But at least they gave us time, gave people time. You know, January, when everyone found out it was the end of it, and I loved how they do it. So, yes, we will be doing that. And, okay, let's get into those soaps. And Maggie, is there anything else you want to say on the primetime fun?
Oh, just Good Wife. I thought he had a stupid ending.
That's what a lot of people were saying.
Huh? Is that all you have after all these years?
Yeah, it was kind of a
disappointing.
Okay, next week on, next week on Days of Our Life, Faith is attacked and rushed to the hospital. He was attacked in jail. He was stabbed. Will he survive? Oh, God, I hope not. And I don't know why his stupid father is back either. I mean, I love Daniel Kozgov, but I don't like that. I did not want Aiden to come home. And how is everyone feeling about that?
Well, first of all, I'm sorry, David.
Maggie goes second, and then you, Bobby, and then you, David. Maggie, go.
Okay. I liked it, Anna Cosgrove. I'm glad he's got his job back, that part. But the storyline sounds stupid, that he was held captive all this time and all this went down. I don't know. It leaves me wanting more. What's more to the story? Which we're going to find out, hopefully. My Python was on today. Stefano was on. Yay!
Oh, well, that's good. And I haven't watched the last 3 days of Dave Maggie because every time I do, because remember I've been watching General Hospital first, and by the time I get to Y&O, B&B or Dave, I'm exhausted. So I will be doing that. And I just want to say before we go on a little binges about the soaps. Okay, I went on Facebook last night, and I was a stupid thing to do, because what did they do to me? They posted what happened at the end of Grey's Anatomy, which I am like 8 or 9 episodes behind. And, you know, a lot of people were mad at this person because they, you know, they did this doing on the West Coast feed. You don't do that. That wasn't nice or anything to do. You know, and I'm going to be watching a lot of my prime time shows next weekend because I'm, you know, I like a binge watch, but I have a birthday party to go to for my little niece, Cassie. Hi, Cassie. Happy birthday. She's going to be 5. So, let's see. Maggie, what was your favorite part of this week on Zeno Hospital?
My funny and Jason having that moment together. That he really, he understands why Sonny wanted him to go after Michael to protect him. And he gets it. And I thought it was a very sweet moment. Of course, it makes me happy. Two handsome, gorgeous guys I love are together.
Well, yeah, and Mom knows what favorite scene I loved. I loved it when Sonny kind of told Alexis off. And I'm so sick of everyone saying, oh, he abused you. No, okay, yeah, he broke things. I will book a hell of a lot more. And it makes me mad because Alexis was a freaking, I said freaking people, Alexis was a freaking, hypocrite. All those years he told Carly to get the boys away from Sonny. Okay, bullshit. And now you're going to sleep not only with Sonny's enemy, the person who is responsible for Duke dying and Sean in freaking jail. And I'm not going to apologize for this anymore. It's dumb. You know, you guys always want to pick on, oh, Sonny did this, Sonny did this. Okay, Sonny had never put a little needle in some guy's arm. And Sonny had never killed anyone the way Julian killed Carlos.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and
did you see that, guys?
What?
Did you guys see it?
David, have you guys seen it yet?
No, I'm still behind. I'm still trying to catch up at the beginning. So,
I'm just still waiting for the big week next week for General Hospital. I might not be able to watch it, but I can definitely get from between to the, some of the stars their opinions on the upcoming Nurses Ball and everything else. I'm just waiting for that week next week, so I haven't watched it that much.
Well, yeah, I mean, I totally understand that. And, you know, but I'm loving the mob. What about you, the other David? How are you liking it?
I'm loving, no, I'm a bit upsetting, I love it. No, but I'm Angel Gene's bad. I like him. I don't agree with stuff he's doing, but I like him, though. I agree that he still colors like Carlos. But, yeah, but the LAG storyline, I'll have to be back. Because I do like that. I have to be and it's typical Demira bringing up a doppelganger. So I was expecting that. So it's typical Demira doing doppelganger. I'm not really back. So,
right.
So, because I like the way it ended, his storyline. So.
Oh,
I mean, I don't want to sound like I'm being too much of a hypocrite with this, but what was the purpose of General Hospital bringing back Carlos from the dead if he's going to get shot again? I mean, what was the purpose?
Okay,
of that?
Number one, I was glad he was never dead, Bobby, to begin with. You know, he had a stupid bulletproof vest. And you know what? I'm glad they brought the SOB back this time. So,
that's
you know,
answer.
Everyone knows he's dead. And I'm so sick of everyone on Sunny and Alexis's ass about being in the room when the last lights were. You know what? They had a limited time for Carlos to roll over on the land. It's not like they had a couple of days. Yeah.
Yeah,
you know.
And my grass is a priest. I said that. I called it. He went to seminary somehow.
Yeah.
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 You did so, dude. Yeah. You were there for.
It's kind of obvious.
Mom, have you been there? Did you watch Days of Our Life today? What happened on there?
I don't know if everybody saw it yet.
But the person that, you know, Shay doesn't like, I guess ended up getting hit by someone, you know, who got me in a lot of trouble the past couple of months.
Well, Eddie's back, and he got... black roses, delivered dead roses. And now his family knows why they were in danger all this time.
So are they mad at him anymore? Or what?
Half and half. Men's and men's. They understand why he did it, why he stayed away from them. But they're wondering, are they ever going to be safe? And it was
well,
very sweet.
Well, I'm enjoying. Oh my God! Okay, Paul Hope, two hands of God kind of men, who want to be the only one in heartbeats. Next week, she picks Wave, but he cannot let her go. But he cannot let go of the image of his missing the different one, Aiden. Wave will go as far as flick a finger hold that no longer feels the way for hope. Yeah, but I think, you know what, he's going to give it a couple of weeks and he's going to be back falling in love with her. So, you know, I also think Days of a Life is, you know, really good right now. I'm enjoying it. I enjoy the hospital.
I agree.
I enjoy the hospital virus storyline because, well, I always like stuff like that. And I just think he's so good. And now that Christopher Son is not over and, I know, Mommy. But
okay.
Now he's not on Hawaii 5-0. Maybe we will have all the scene. What?
Togo. Yeah, I liked it.
What, David?
He was killed off on the show. You know how Whitey Pebble, he died.
Yes, he did.
Okay,
yeah.
David, I wasn't going to give any spoilers out. Because of what happened to me last week. I mean, today.
It was last Friday. People should have watched it by now.
Yeah.
And I'm the one that sometimes will give out the spoilers accidentally. I'm sorry, but I wasn't going to even say anything about anything to make Carly mad because of the fact that I'm giving away anything before she sees it tonight.
Yes, and if you do that ever again, you're dead. Well, okay, not really dead.
I'm banned from the show, right? Am I?
No.
Okay.
So what was you guys' favorite moment of the week on Days?
Well, I haven't seen Days yet, but maybe Maggie can help me out on this. But I was reading one of the tweets that, like, Belle ends up drunk and Sean comes helping her. Did that happen?
Well, it's how it ends with her kissing Sean. She gets drunk. And he takes care of her. But I don't know how everybody feels about that. Her and Philip are done. Finished. Get to it. Or ended.
Wait, who are we talking about?
Remember Philip, my John, Paul?
Oh, yeah.
He wouldn't run to Vegas with her and get married, so she's done with him.
Exactly.
And now probably her ex was looking better to her.
Right.
And she found out about Claire. Sorry.
Yeah.
Well,
I haven't seen it at all this week. I'll probably catch up with it this weekend because I'm a little behind in the last couple of weeks, and I had to delete it because I've been busy with Mother's Day weekend and everything else where I haven't had time to watch Days Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday or Sunday, so I'm going to probably just catch up with that in the next couple of weeks and then watch it in real time since there's going to be a couple of days at the end of the month that's going to be
I think right now it's like a good time to watch the soaps, and that's like I said, that's why I wait until Memorial Day weekend to watch all my primetime shows. I would rather watch it like binge watching, and that's what I do with the soaps, because you can knock 5 episodes out and then you don't have to worry about the cliffhanger. All you have to worry about the cliffhanger from on Fridays. Let's see.
And I agree, and I just want to continue on that. I know General Hospital's having a rerun. Have you found out what episode they're replaying? Is it going to be one from 20 years ago or from recently that's going to be playing for Memorial Day?
We don't know that, Bobby. We don't know if they might show us a new one.
Or they're going to just do a brand new one. Because I know that the CBS soaps are going to do new ones, and Days is not going to be shown because of tennis that day.
Uh-huh.
So I was just wondering.
They probably
and that's why I'm against NBC for. You don't take off the soaps for it. I just don't believe you said that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like, I'm going to give you an example of why I didn't get a chance to watch last week's Days when Adam came back. It was because there was breaking news all over Facebook on the local local stations about the HB2 situation here in North Carolina. I was afraid that the government, our government, or somebody was going to come out during the 1 o'clock hour to interrupt a moment like that, and I wasn't going to take no chances of that, or just having to call into our CBS station, not CBS, NBC station, and just complain for 20 minutes to the point they hang up on me after because they didn't want to hear it. So I just decided not to take no chances Monday. last week.
That makes sense.
I mean, like I said, I'm a little too far. I'm a little behind because I haven't got a chance because I've been busy the last couple of days, weeks. But I'm going to be probably catching up with that this weekend.
Well, yeah, and, you know.
Hello?
So, okay, so, what was I going to do? Oh, so, yeah, I agree with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And, hey, Maggie, why don't you say, let us know what your comments are on B&B.
Okay, the baby girl was born, and it was wonderful. They're thrilled, and she gave the baby to her sister, and it was beautiful. But Sunday snuck in there, and he was wearing hospital scrubs, and he watched the birth. And he then got it why it was so important for her to do this for her sister. Except they're getting back together, but guess what? Everybody know it yet?
Tasha's pregnant.
Yeah, the slut is pregnant.
Slash is pregnant.
Yeah, I forget. I thought I'd tell me. Long time ago.
You and me.
Well,
we use precautions. How could that happen? All you pick a pinprick in and that's how it happened. You know.
Well,
she planned it that way.
All I know is unless Bowen Buble decides to speed up the birth, there's going to be either a November or February baby born on that show. Hopefully not a March Madness baby or anything
okay,
like
wait,
that.
Okay, wait. What baby?
There's going to be...
What baby
well,
are you talking about?
I'm Bowen Beautiful, which is happening right now.
Okay, don't get mad at me, you guys, but I don't think this baby is going to see the light of day. And I'm not saying that to be mean, my mom. I'm just being, you know, realistic.
Right.
Because I still think she's lying.
Half of me does. Half of me thinks she is lying. But the other half of me goes, doggone it, that would be luck.
I just hope that it doesn't turn out to be what we found out on All My Children when Kendall was faking the pregnancy and
mm-hmm.
Greenlee exposed her. I mean, I'm hoping that this doesn't turn out to be the same way that ended up on All My Children when Kendall pretended to be pregnant and Greenlee exposed her of it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm thinking this is going to go this way.
Well, yeah, I mean, and I agree with that, and that makes sense. About that, and you know, I think it could be happen, but you never know on the subsequent Alan. You know, I just think that there's a really, really good storyline on B&B that I enjoyed. Someone was hiding under Bill and Katie's bed.
Yeah, I was going to tell you that.
I thought
that was
funny.
Did she have to come out? Did she really have to come out? Couldn't she stay under the bed?
Okay. Why did you say that? I'm just curious.
Okay, mm-hmm. She's hiding from her sister, right? So she goes underneath the bed and lays down there, okay? And her sister's taking her clothes out, da-da-da-da-da. And all of a sudden, you see Brooke come out. And I go, how long would it have taken you just to lay still, take a nap, not pay attention to what was going on above you?
That's funny.
Well, yeah, I mean, I agree. I really agree with you on that.
But that's Brooke, you know.
You know, I mean, I kind of like Brooke sometimes. I mean, not
I
all the time, but sometimes, you know, I think, Sometimes he drives me crazy, but sometimes he doesn't. So yeah, but you know, all of the really, really good stuff lately has been on it, and you know, it's kind of nice. It's kind of nice, all the stuff right now, and I haven't watched. I haven't watched YNL yet this week. But did anything good happen?
I don't watch YNR, but I do want to just say that they've been running a feature on one of our CBS stations, and one of the afternoon news reporters recently did an episode of YNR that's going to air on May 30th around here. So that's kind of something big and local for one of our local area news reporters for our CBS station here in North Carolina, Fayetteville, in the Raleigh area.
Wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, I have seen some great interviews, and I didn't know that several people were locals, because I didn't know that Natalie was a local gal here. And if you can get Marla on the show, the actress that played Natalie, it would be an awesome time to just actually speak to her. And I also didn't know that Christian LeBlanc was actually a Fayetteville boy that grew up in Fort Bragg until I saw the report today on the news. So that's kind of like awesome. So, but it would be great to get Natalie on the show sometime, Carly, because I would love to talk to her because she's a native of Wilmington, and I would love to just catch up.
Wait, who would you love to talk to?
The actress Natalie on YNR. I mean, I know because of her schedule, it would be hard to schedule out a time and a date.
Mara
McCarthy.
Okay, you know what? How many times have I told you? It's hard to sometimes with CBS, letting their talent do podcasts. But, you know, I will try the best I can. But, it's a very slippery slope, right, Mom?
Definitely.
We might end the show in like 5 minutes because can you tell that Carly's losing her voice?
Well,
anyone
all I can say is, Carly, you was just brave enough to just have a show tonight because I would probably, if I was you, would have just rested my voice and just taken the night off. But I'm just glad you was able to just get a show.
Tonight. And like I said, you know, it was gonna be a so just because. One thing I want to mention, you know, that pisses me off, that Sarah needs to, you know, be locked up. Sarah Newman is a menace to
society.
She's a menace, I tell you. And she needs to stop it. I can't tell Dylan he lost his son. I cannot tell him that I miscarried. Is that bad or good what I'm doing? I'm a selfish bitch. And really, I don't care if I hurt people. You know, and that's what Sarah Newman is. You know, come on. Give her something. Mm-hmm. Give her some dude because she sucked with Zach, Billy, Big Deal. Victor, Adam, Nick, and Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
How much money can you really get? And I know before people say, oh, Carly has three baby daddies. Well, wait, yes, but no, I mean, it's different because they actually love their kids. And, you know, I think Sean is this. You know, I'm hoping that, I hope when people find out the truth, that they will put her in jail for the death of Satan. And I'm so sick and tired of people saying, it was the distracted drivers thing. You know, I have been with people that, you know, drop their phone and they are able to pick up, and they never died. And you never said shit about when McDreamy died. You never said shit. So what, now you have a problem with it? Steve was going to go tell Dylan the news. And, you know, I still believe that I still have high hopes that Nick is really the father of the baby, Kristen. And are we going to really wait until November 3rd to find out this bullshit? The more time she gets away with it, and the more time I want to kill.
Mariah was shocked. I mean, Sharon's done some crazy things. But she said, how you could let Nick suffer through this? She can't get over it. He has to be told the truth. And she said, well, I thought you were taking my side and you would understand. Okay. You found out the baby wasn't yours. Wouldn't it have been a good time to mention it, or no?
Exactly.
I mean, she would have been innocent then if she would have mentioned it back then, because it was the doctor that did it. I mean, she was all on drugs. She didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, and, you know, what I get mad about who is whenever, you know, when I get mad, that, you know, yeah, when they say, oh, the little poor darling is off her medicine. Oh, it's okay to start the fire at the Newman Lands. It's okay for playing God with Summer and Nick and Doc's life on the deal. Oh, that's okay. And
that's
then okay. The really kick girl is this. Come on. I'm sorry, I will never, ever, ever agree with that.
You gotta see Mariah.
Oh, I will. Good. You know, I do like Mariah. And Bobby, if you want, it's so bad. Does Mariah have a to-do account?
Excuse me?
Cameron Grimes?
I think so. Okay, well, why don't one of you tweet her about also and see what she says. Oh, and I also want to say congratulations to Deidre Hall for getting her still on the Walk of Fame. I'm very proud of that, but it was long overdue. What does everyone think about that?
I just saw Olivia Kurgan's picture that she tweeted out just now on Twitter, and I agree, it was great that she deserved it because I think that Count, a legend, had been on Days for 40 years, basically all my life, because basically I just grew up with her from watching her on Saturday morning television with the superhero that she was in the 70s to now.
You know what? And this comment, I think it would be awesome if while the nurses' ball is going on, they would have volunteers taking donations for AIDS and HIV. Zeno Hospital needs to wake up and do something. No, they don't. Like my grandmother said, if it's not broken, why fix it? And they always know how much money they make. And after the whole night, Lucy lets everyone know. So do you think they should do that? Because I'm happy with the other way they do it.
Everybody. One question about the nurse's ball. With Finn, what drug is he taking? Does anybody have a feeling what's wrong with him?
Oh,
you know, something is wrong with him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know what exactly is, but I know something is, you know, really wrong with him. And, you know, my thing is, I wish they could have brought him back as, you know, Caleb, oh, you know, John McBain, oh, what's him call it?
Silas.
That's the one that he just, Silas. I didn't think he needed, a whole new, you know,
identity.
Well, yeah, there didn't need to be, any, really, big, you know, how rewriting the whole character.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how I feel about Sage on General Hospital. Why bring back, why bring in that stupid doctor for Victor and you let all Sage go? It does not make sense and it makes me pissed off. It really makes me pissed off.
Cassie, you tell me. How?
Okay, well, you guys, we are ending the show.
We'll catch you.
Oh, wait. No, we're on. Hold on.
Dawn.
Hello? Who is this?
It's Dawn.
Oh, hi, Dawn. Oh, God. We are about to get off air, but can you name one or two things you liked from all your soaps this week really quick?
From where?
Like General Hospital, you know, all the soaps. What did you think about, you know, General Hospital, Dave, Ryan All, and Bowden Beautiful? Which one do you watch?
I didn't watch any of them today.
Oh, no, I mean, not today, but, you know, earlier in the week.
Oh, I didn't even watch any of them all this week.
Oh, well, before we go, two things. The Nurses Ball is next Tuesday through Friday, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we might get a couple special guests on about it. That's all I can say. And, oh, and then we are back on Monday night. At 5 o'clock with Mooey Wilson.
Well, like I said,
yes.
Carly, yesterday after we went off the air, both before we went off the air, if Lynn happened to have a free time, either Rabbi next week or down the road, she's welcome to call in and stay a little longer so I can at least talk to her, Rabbi next week or somewhere in the next couple of weeks. I know it's gonna be hard with the scheduling and stuff like that. So.
She mentioned
she'd
come back, didn't she say that after the ball?
Oh yeah, she will. She will. Mm-hmm. So you know, after the ball, we will have her come back on, and so well, we're going to end a Friday night talk. But everyone have a good weekend. And Bobby get caught up on needs.
definitely will. You all have a good weekend. Good night, David.
Okay.
Good night, Maggie. Good night,
thank
Carly.
Bye, bye. Good night, Bobby.
Bye.
Thanks.
Night, Carly. Take care, David.